You're listening to SBS News.
Residents of Mallacoota in far eastern Victoria have revisited their memories of a black summer at the Bushfires Royal Commission. The stranded township waited for Navy ships to get them out in what became one of the largest peacetime rescue missions in Australian history. Mallacoota resident Tim Cashmore reflected on the time spent sheltering on the beach with thousands of others.
Not only is it black, but the noise. The noise is like a 747 taking off. It's just roaring at you. The radiant heat itself is hard enough. We had no water, no power. We had very limited internet connection or phone connection. And we couldn't get out of town. No aircraft could land.
Mental health experts are concerned about a lack of long-term support for bushfire survivors. University of Melbourne Public Health Professor Lisa Gibbs says a national register is needed to keep track and offer ongoing help to those impacted.
So much happens in the immediate aftermath and is relevant to what's happening then, but not with consideration for what is needed in the years afterwards. It just seems a pretty simple thing in today's day and age where we have everything online that people self-register so that they can be notified of opportunities.
The Commission also warned about the widespread dangers of bushfire smoke, which affected approximately 80% of the population. Associate Professor Faye Johnston from the Menzies Institute for Medical Research says there needs to be standardised smoke measurements and health advice across the country.
We found that there were 445 excess deaths attributable to smoke from these fires, and the costs that we calculated, our estimates for the last season, were at $2 billion in health costs.
And funding for bushfire victims was again under the spotlight. Australian Red Cross Director Noel Clement testified about the challenges of distributing donations amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
We've had to be really creative in how we try and reach out to people who haven't contacted us before and how we undertake that early recovery support to the communities that have been impacted.
Australian comedian Celeste Barber, who raised $51 million for the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, responded to yesterday's Supreme Court decision. Ms Barber says while the decision prohibits funds being shared to other charities, the RFS will be dramatically assisted.
And they are doing already pretty incredible things with it. They're going to be doing trauma counselling. Money is going to families who lost firefighters. Yes, it's going to injured firefighters as well. It isn't going everywhere that we had kind of wanted it to, but what it is doing is going to make such a difference.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.